Good evening, friends. How's everybody doing? I am Praying Medic, and this is my nightly news and queue update for October 20th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are joining me live, thank you for joining on the live stream. Those of you who are joining on the replay, thank you for making time out of your day to catch up on the news and our military intelligence insider. We do have a little bit of information from our military intelligence insider. There's a lot of news I want to get you caught up on. I am here, by the way, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Clout Hub, channel 115. If you want to catch me on the live stream, join the social media platform Clout Hub. Create an account. If you use the mobile app, on the bottom of the mobile screen, there's a channels tab. Hit the channels tab, it'll take you to a bunch of content channels, and look for channel 115, go to that channel, and then click watch now. You can watch, jump in on the live stream. Wanted to just do a little bit of a public service announcement. Since a lot of us got suspended from YouTube, it's been a little difficult getting our information out. I have been kind of anticipating this for a couple of years. That we would eventually just be shoved off of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I do suspect that eventually a lot of us who have the wrong opinion are going to get banned from Twitter, probably. And I have set myself up an account on Clout Hub because Clout Hub is a free speech platform. It's actually designed, the hub in the Clout Hub name is, it speaks to the way that they laid this platform out to have hubs of information. So there's going to be a private hub where you can share your private photos and videos and whatever with people that you want to have as friends. There is going to be a civic hub where you'll actually be able to connect with and communicate with local elected leaders, people who are civic minded. You'll be able to create civic groups on Clout Hub like Facebook. You can create groups of interest if you want. You can upload videos from your phone. If you are a channel provider, a social media influencer, you can get a channel and you can do live streaming like I'm doing right now. So Clout Hub actually combines a lot of the features of YouTube and Facebook. You can do videos and you can do live streaming. You can also join and create groups, and it has a Twitter-like news feed in the middle. It's a pretty good platform. Anyone is welcome here. They're not going to censor you because you have the wrong political view, whether your views are left or right or somewhere in the middle, doesn't matter. It's free speech for everybody. I am, like I said, I'm here Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I think I'm going to go to 6 p.m. Eastern when we do daylight savings because that maintains the same time for me because Arizona doesn't change times. But if you're interested and looking for a free speech platform, you might consider joining Clout Hub. By the way, so my videos, they're not on YouTube, but you can get my videos on BitChute. I have a BitChute channel. I can't post a link on Twitter because Jack blacklisted most of my links. So I can't share a link to my BitChute channel on Twitter because you get a warning that says, oh, this might be spam. This might be Russian disinformation. So I do have a channel on BitChute. I do upload my videos there. The problem with BitChute is it's very slow. It can take a day or two or three for videos to upload. I might upload my video tonight on BitChute, and it may not be ready for a couple of days. So if you want to get the information, yeah, it's available on BitChute eventually. I do have an account on Rumble. I am in the process of uploading all my older videos to Rumble, but it takes time. It's a process. It's probably going to take me a couple of weeks to upload all my Q videos to Rumble. They're already uploaded to CloudHub. You can come here on my CloudHub channel. All of my videos, my Supernatural Saturday videos, my news videos, my Q decodes, they're all here on my CloudHub channel. You can just scroll through and check out all my videos. They're all there. So if you want to catch my videos, here's a good place. My website, prayingmedic.com. I also have my videos hosted there, and the player there is better. And look, I know that people are having issues with the video player on CloudHub, especially if you have an iPhone. The technology that they're using here isn't universally compatible with all devices. I get it. I understand that. A couple of workarounds. Number one, try a different device or get on a computer and try a different web browser if you're having issues. And you know, that's I've been banging this drum for a while. YouTube and Google and Facebook had the advantage of DARPA technologies. Well, a lot of these platforms don't have that money. They don't have the resources to come up with the coolest, spiffiest technology for streaming video. It's expensive, and we're doing the best we can with what we have. All right, so I am honored to be on this platform, because even though the video technology may not be the smoothest for everybody, at least you can have a voice and you can speak freely and you're not censored like you are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. It's a free speech platform, and that means a lot to me. All right, well, have I thoroughly exhausted you yet? Let's jump into the next thing I got going, and the next thing we're gonna do is, hey, The Great Awakening. So the Kindle book is available now for Great Awakening, Volume 2 in the Q series. Just published the Kindle today. It is available on Amazon. I did upload the print book file to Barnes and Noble. So if you're not an Amazon person, that's cool. I get it. The print book should be available on Barnes and Noble very soon. If you're a book retailer, I'm going to upload the manuscript and make it available on Ingram Spark. So you can buy it wholesale on Ingram Spark if you're a retailer. That'll be probably tomorrow. All right. Great Awakening covers Q's operation from roughly December of 2017 through March of 2018. Red Castle, Green Castle, we do a decode of that stringer. I have a little chapter on my theory and my take on conspiracies or the Truther movement. How to decode Q's posts. A little chapter that explains what is the Great Awakening all about. Chapter on the Rothschilds, Godfather 3, secret societies, symbolism will be their downfall. Yes, there is a chapter on Titanic. There is a chapter on 9/11. Jason Bourne, Deep Dream, gets into social media, censorship, and surveillance. There's a chapter on military intelligence. There's a chapter that explains what the Keystone is. And then we decode the signature speed in chapter 14. We decode the red stringer in chapter 15. We talk about the DEFCON post by Q in chapter 16. And we close it all up with North Korea. Very long chapter with a lot of rabbit trails. And then we have a glossary. And I added, I think, about 75 new terms, abbreviations, acronyms to the glossary that were not in the previous book. And yeah, it's available. So go get yourself a copy. All right, well, this afternoon, Q posted, and we have a link to a yarn video, and everybody started going to this website to watch the video, and it crashed. So very few people were actually able to view it. So the video, it's just a very short clip from the film Crimson Tide, where the executive officer, Denzel Washington, orders the crew to battle stations to prepare for a strategic missile launch. Okay, so let me see if I can play that short clip for you here.
Second edition, 1SQ for strategic missile launch.
All right, so short clip, about 10 seconds. And so let me give you a longer clip to put this in context, okay? That small section is part of a bigger section where the submarine gets orders to prepare for, to launch, a strategic launch of missiles. So this is a longer section.
This is the captain. Set condition 1 SQ for strategic missile launch. Spin up missiles 1 through 5 and 20 through 24. The release of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is not a drill.
XO, take the con. Go to my stateroom for the launch keys.
XO, how's the con?
Second condition, 1SQ for strategic missile launch.
Spin up missiles 1 through 5, 20 through 24. The release of nuclear weapons has been authorized. This is the XO.
All right, so that's the video in question. So people are asking, what does set for condition 1SQ from that movie mean? Well, this is an answer to that question from a former submarine sonar petty chief officer. He said, material condition is a Navy-wide ship readiness code. It's similar to the National DEFCON code. All right, so defense condition for DEFCON. Well, this is a readiness condition code. It incorporates a number like 1 through 4. And then you have letters. And the letters correspond to the particular situation that they're looking at. So if you're looking at a submarine to submarine situation, it would be relevant to torpedoes, perhaps. If you're looking at a potential missile launch, if you're a nuclear submarine, has nuclear missiles, it would be relative to a missile launch. And members of the crew have different assignments and jobs when they go to battle stations, depending on what type of offensive or defensive situation they're in. So condition 4 is the lowest level of readiness. Condition 1 is battle stations, right? So we heard in that clip, set for condition 1 SQ, which is preparing for a strategic missile launch. All right, so what does all that mean? Well, that clip could indicate that President Trump and his team are about to launch an offensive attack against his enemies. Q has been telling us for a while, buckle up. We've been seeing the paint the target and the incoming munitions. It's the AC-130 gunship videos. So I think, it's possible it could indicate that there's a coming attack against the president by the deep state. Possible. I think I lean toward Q just warning us that president is about to go on offense. And it may be related to this breaking story. So Fox News DOJ producer Jake Gibson just reported this. He has received confirmation from the Department of Justice. One senior federal law enforcement official says, the FBI and Department of Justice concur with DNI Radcliffe's assessment that Hunter Biden's laptop and emails in question were not part of a Russian disinformation campaign. And number two, the FBI does have possession of Hunter Biden's laptop in question. All right, so I think things are about to get real here pretty quick. I don't know that that is what Q is referring to, but Q has been kind of hinting that things are going to start rolling here pretty quick. And they have to, because we're coming into the election. All right, speaking of the president, so President Trump just tweeted this out. This is at 3 o'clock my time, so about an hour ago. I'm pleased to inform you that for the sake of accuracy in reporting, I'm considering posting my interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes prior to airtime. This will be done so that everybody can get a glimpse of what fake and biased interview is all about. So apparently, President had got the raw video, or maybe had somebody else videotaping this, and is going to perhaps post the whole video, probably unedited, to expose the corruption of the media. I love it. All right, moving on. Mitch McConnell just announced that the Senate will be voting to confirm Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Justice to be Amy Coney Barrett, on Monday. So they'll hold a Senate vote, and a few people will vote against, but nothing can stop what is coming. She is going to be confirmed. So that'll be Monday. All right. New York City has announced it is going to deploy hundreds of additional police officers 8 days prior to the November 3rd election. Obviously, some of these major cities are expecting civil unrest, especially in the event that, I think, if President Trump wins, we're going to see a lot of very angry liberals who, well, they've been lied to. The media has been gaslighting them for months now, saying that Joe Biden is winning. He's got a 16-point lead over the president nationwide. And they're all going to get hammered when they find out that Trump is going to have a massive red wave, probably take back the House. There's going to be a lot of angry people because the media has been lying to him for months. So, city of Los Angeles is also ready for possible election violence. A statement came out by LAPD today from the chief. They are asking people to reschedule their vacation time and keeping in light the November 3rd elections. And so major cities getting ready for potential violence. Just got this from Reuters. So Microsoft has announced that it has managed to disable about 90% of the machines that were being used by Russian cyber criminals who could have potentially disrupted the election. This has to do with a trick bot. Criminals in charge of the trick bot have infected more than 1 million personal computers, including many inside local governments, according to cybersecurity professionals. So Microsoft found a way to basically deactivate their access, really remove their access to the computers, which is a good thing. I think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes regarding election security that will prevent some chicanery. Mitch McConnell, in a closed door meeting, told Republicans that he has talked to President Trump and has asked the White House not to strike a deal with Democrats on a COVID relief package prior to the election. So the president has been signaling that he wants one. Nancy Pelosi has been signaling that she wants one. Of course, Nancy just wants a lot of money so she can bail out California from their corrupt excessive spending. But Mitch is signaling that he would rather not have a relief package prior to the election. So you can make of that what you will. Supreme Court has declined a GOP motion in Pennsylvania. So this isn't necessarily a horrible thing. The court had a split decision on a motion from Republicans in Pennsylvania who wanted to stop mail counting of ballots on Election Day, even if the ballots were postmarked prior to Election Day. So the court basically said, no, as long as the ballots are postmarked on Election Day or prior, they will continue to be counted. They will not be counted if the postmark is after Election Day. So not a terrible loss, but you know, there's just a lot of give and take in this election thing. The Kentucky judge has ordered the release of grand jury testimony in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. So that is highly unusual. Grand jury proceedings are normally secret. Typically, if you talk about particular cases that you witnessed or heard testimony as part of a grand jury proceeding, you can be arrested and charged for it. But because of there's been a lot of public interest and a lot of information has already been put out by the attorney general in the state, the judge said no, he's going to allow that the grand jury proceedings to be made public. He's also going to allow jurors to talk publicly about the case. And one of the jurors in particular wants to speak publicly. She says the jurors were only presented with wanton endangerment charges and there was no discussion of homicide charges. So I wanted to provide a little bit of commentary on that. I spent 4 months on a grand jury here in Arizona. We heard 400 cases in the time that I was on the grand jury. And I won't go into specifics of any of the cases other than to say that any, at least here in Arizona, you are read the criminal statutes for every case that you hear. The first day that we went in to do grand jury, they read us the entire, most of the Arizona criminal codes. We heard the almost all of the criminal codes and the charges and first degree, second degree, third degree, you know, on different criminal matters. You cannot hear a case, a criminal case, as a grand jury member unless you have been informed on the relevant statutes related to that case. All right, so if you are hearing a case about a potential homicide, you are going to be read the entire statute, criminal statute, on homicide or manslaughter, the differences between them, the recommend, if there's, you know, recommended sentencing for those. And it is up to the grand jury to decide what charges are going to be given to the prosecutor. And this is the issue that a lot of people don't know about. When jury members say, well, they didn't present to us homicide charges. All they presented to us was wanton endangerment. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And the grand jury panel decides what the charges are going to be. I'll just say that we had several cases on my grand jury panel where we felt that the prosecutor missed some charges, and we added charges in the indictment, in the final indictment. We added charges that they did not recommend because we listened to the testimony, we knew the statute, and we added charges. And any grand jury panel can add charges that the prosecutor has not considered. So this whole narrative that, you know, the prosecutors didn't tell us that we could, you know, didn't suggest homicide, doesn't matter. It's up to the grand jury, the foreman, and the members of the panel to decide what the charges are going to be. So if people talk to you about that, you'll know that it is up to the members of the jury panel to decide. New York Post says that Twitter is not going to unlock its account until they delete 6 tweets about the Hunter Biden laptop story. So the censorship continues. And I applaud New York Post for having the guts to stand by their story. And they're going to be vindicated. They know that they've got this the right story. And Twitter is just ending up with more and more egg on its face every day. All right, shifting gears here, the Department of Justice formally launched its first lawsuit against Google for its monopoly on internet searches and advertising. The DOJ is being joined in the lawsuit by attorneys general from 11 different states. And this is an article from Reuters, contains several statements from AG Barr. Today, millions of Americans rely on the internet and online platforms for their daily lives. Competition in this industry is vitally important, which is why today's challenge against Google, the gatekeeper of the internet, for violating antitrust laws is monumental, case both for the Department of Justice and for the American people. Over the course of the last 16 months, the antitrust division of the DOJ collected convincing evidence that Google no longer competes only on the merits, but instead it uses its monopoly power and billions in monopoly profits to lock up key pathways to search on mobile phones, browsers, and next-generation devices, depriving rivals of distribution and scale. A lot of what Google has done in the past is to buy up or leverage out of the market their competitors and to create this monopoly. The end result is that no one can feasibly challenge Google's dominance in search engine and search advertising. So that is huge, and that is a shot across the bow, and it's going to get real for the tech companies in Silicon Valley, and I am happy about that. All right, a judge has ordered the speedy release of the transcripts of interviews of Ghislaine Maxwell. This is related to a 2016 case, civil case, where she had she was sued by Virginia Giuffre, right? And there was some very, very personal testimony about her sex life. It was 2 days of deposition. Well, the judge has ordered those transcripts and related documents to be released as soon as possible. They could be out in the next 24 hours. It just depends. And the judge has ordered only light redactions to protect the names of uninvolved parties. So that will be interesting to see what comes of that. I'm wondering if we'll get some names of people that are high and mighty. All right, this is a tweet that I thought was interesting from Matriarch on Twitter. After the Trump administration announced that it had launched the first government center for countering human trafficking. All right, there's this announcement. There's officials up here from Homeland Security. They're making the announcement. There's members of the press out here. They asked the press if they had any questions at the end of the announcement, and there was no response from the press. Nothing. Crickets. So they walked off stage and left. Why doesn't the media want to hear anything about a government-funded center that's going to counter human trafficking? That makes you wonder, doesn't it? All right. This just in from Dan Scavino. President Trump is wheels up for Erie, Pennsylvania. He's got a rally tonight. Greg, I know you'll be broadcasting that, so I'll put that out on Twitter. And it looks like that is all I have for tonight. Thank you for joining me on this broadcast. I am here live and in person from my own house every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. When we switch over to Daylight Savings, it'll be 6 p.m. Eastern. Cloud Hub, channel 115. You can also get my videos on my website, on Rumble, on BitChute. Thanks for joining me. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. If you want to get a copy of Calm Before the Storm or Great Awakening, link is in the description box. Please keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. And I'll catch you on the next broadcast.